Of all the myriad races of thinking creatures in the world, the two that most delight in telling stories are the flesh-and-blood humans and the long-lived fiery djinn. The stories of both humans and djinn are known for their changeability. A tale told by either race will alter as it spreads, the versions multiplying into a family of stories, one that squabbles and contradicts itself like any other family. A story will seem to pass out of telling, then suddenly resurrect itself, its old bones fitted with modern garments. And there are even tales that spread from one race to the other, though the versions are often so different that they hardly seem like the same story at all. Consider, for instance, the story of the fisherman and the genie. The humans tell it many ways, one of which is this. Once, long ago, a poor fisherman stood at the edge of a lake, casting his net. His first two casts brought him nothing, but on the third he pulled from the water an old copper flask. Rejoicing, for the copper was worth a few coins, he pried the iron stopper from the flask, and out exploded a gigantic and rageful genie. The genie explained to the man that King Suleiman himself had caged him in the flask, and then tossed it into the lake, knowing that even if the genie should manage somehow to escape, the water would extinguish him at once. For hundreds of years, the genie had brooded upon his misfortune, until his hatred of humanity had grown so large that he'd vowed to destroy whoever released him. The fisherman pleaded for his life, but the genie refused to spare him. At last, the fisherman begged the genie to answer a single question first. Reluctantly, the genie agreed. "How," the fisherman asked, "did you fit into that tiny lamp? You stand before me, an enormous specimen, and even your smallest toe would be enough to fill it. I simply won't believe your story until I'm convinced you were inside the lamp all along." Furious at this doubting of his word, the genie promptly dissolved into his insubstantial form and crowded himself back into the flask, saying, "Now do you see, human?" Whereupon the fisherman replaced the stopper, trapping the genie once more. Realizing his mistake, the genie begged the fisherman from inside the flask, promising endless jewels and riches if the man would only release him. But the fisherman, who knew better than to trust him, threw the flask and its inhabitant back into the lake, where it lies undiscovered to this day. When told among the djinn, however, the tale sounds more like this. Long ago, there was a cunning human wizard, a many times descendant of Suleiman the Enslaver, who learned of a lake where a powerful genie lay trapped inside a copper flask. Rejoicing, for the wizard wished to bind a genie as his servant, he disguised himself as a poor fisherman, cast a net into the lake, and drew the flask from the waters. He pulled out the stopper, and the gigantic genie emerged before him. Exhausted from his long years inside the flask, the genie said, "Human, you have released me, and I shall spare your life in gratitude." At once, the wizard cast off his fisherman's rags. "You shall serve me for all your days," he shouted, and began to cast the binding spell. The genie knew that if he flew away, the spell would only follow. So quick as a flash, he shrank himself back into the flask, pulled the stopper in after himself, and used the flame of his body to heat the copper until it scalded the wizard, who unthinkingly hurled it away from himself into the middle of the lake. Nursing his burnt hand and his wounded pride, the wizard declared, "Clearly this genie would have been nothing but trouble. I shall find a better servant elsewhere." And he stalked off, leaving the lamp beneath the waters. And inside it, the clever genie who decided that even a cramped and solitary prison was better than a life as a slave. There is another story shared by humans and djinn, one that also concerns iron and magic, vows and bindings. It is known by only a very few of both races, and guarded among them as a secret. Even if you were to find them and earn their trust, it's still unlikely that you'd ever hear the tale, which is told as follows.